welcome to Memes in the Morning.
Yeah.
We're just waking up, drinking some coffee. It's Sunday. It's actually Super Bowl Sunday.
In Los Angeles, it's 73 degrees and it is 8:12 in the morning.
And we had a, you know, we wanted a really special guest on today, but they told us, guys, I can't come be on your podcast today. It's the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Who knew? Like,
turns out that's a thing.
That's a thing. We have no idea.
So. I said it's football time now?
Mm-hmm. Football. Whatever. Anyways, this is Memes in the Morning, a new podcast where we're talking about memes. We're not claiming to be meme experts here, people. We're just a few guys who's named Jesse.
That's you.
That's me.
That's Rob.
Hello.
And I'm Matthew.
And Matthew. This is Jesse, Rob, and Matthew.
I thought you were going to say my name for
Jesse,
me.
Jesse, Matthew.
And Rob.
And Jesse, that's Matthew.
Rob. Matthew. And Matthew. Rob.
Yeah.
Jesse.
Matthew.
Matthew.
Rob, Jesse, Matthew. Say it three times.
And
go.
Bingo.
Perfect.
Okay, you got it.
You're cool. On board.
And we're well.
And we're good.
Good start.
So, what are we doing here? What are we all doing here?
Good God.
You might be driving in your car. You might be just waking up. You might just be going to bed.
Maybe you're listening to this as you load up some sort of saw in your garage to do some woodworking.
Yeah. Maybe you're going to work on some pottery.
Maybe we're just your morning companions.
Yes.
You know?
Hello. Are you sitting in traffic right now?
Are you thinking about the internet or something you saw on the internet?
Don't look on your phone. We're going to talk about it.
We'll tell you all about it.
Don't just keep your eyes on the road, your hands on the wheel.
We'll take care of you. We'll take care of you.
Yeah, what do we... I mean, they're just things. They just make us laugh. These things make us laugh, and we wanted to talk about them and try and, get into it a little bit and see what these are all about. And I know there's a lot of memes that I don't understand, so sometimes I need someone to explain to me why it's funny.
Yep, and that's when the meme has failed. Or you failed it.
Or, yeah.
But when everyone, you know, involved gets the meme, it's like the universal glue, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We feel closer to each other.
It's true. It really is, you know, we can all relate to, like, getting toilet paper on your butthole.
Especially if you're living in America.
Yeah, true that.
Hey, I'm looking at a meme right now, and it says... Did you know, and there's a picture of what I assume is the Titanic at the bottom of the ocean. Did you know the pool on the Titanic is still filled with water?
Whoa. Damn, that's deep.
That's one everyone's got to get. Everyone knows what the Titanic is.
You know what the ocean is. You know how water works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can relate.
Yeah.
That's a great example.
Here's another one. I feel like we relate to this. And any memester, can we say memester on the air?
I think memester. Someone might have posted that once, so then they would claim ownership.
Memester. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know if we can say that.
Yeah, I reckon it's take it for as our own. But yeah. Think you
never.
Can use it.
But we're just. I'm gonna say it.
Okay.
Memester.
Yeah. Say it.
Yeah. Memester. So from one memester to another. There's this meme I'm looking at right now, and it says, "Meanwhile, at BuzzFeed headquarters," and it's a keyboard, but there's only three keys on it: Control, C, and V.
Because they don't do anything themselves. I get it.
They only copy and paste.
Oh, that's the whole keyboard.
That's the entire keyboard.
Oh,
three keys: Control. All you can do is control copy, control paste.
That's the internet right there.
That's it. In a nutshell. That's
wow.
A meme.
I got a meme. So this one looks like an old drawing of a head, like a medical illustration. I think it's that phrenology thing where they label the parts of your brain or your skull would like influence certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And at the top it has a quote and it says, "Sometimes I wonder what goes on in that head of yours, ... and there's this phrenology head, and inside the head are these different areas, and one of them reads 90s rap lyrics, Mortal Kombat fatalities, Grand Theft Auto cheat codes, Movie quotes no one gets but me. My one password I use for everything. Taco Bell locations, 9/11, the Alamo, major insecurities.
The Alamo.
The Alamo is
you
in there.
Forget it.
It's right that... by his ear. Yeah.
You don't remember the Alamo.
Yeah. That's brilliant. And then
is 9/11 in there too?
9/11 is hidden behind
the
ear.
Okay.
Just in the back of the earlobe.
Yeah.
But this dude's entire forehead is filled up with one section, and that says the word, you know him, you love him, memes.
Oh, yeah.
Also, my phone storage is about that.
Pretty much, yeah. He's got a whole folder of 9/11 pictures.
If you're like us and you screen cap memes, send them on over our way. We want to see them.
Yeah.
We'll talk about them.
Okay, I got one here.
Where do they send them, Jesse?
Yeah.
Oh, you can send them to us at sup@memesinthemorning.com.
You just gotta
send it.
Or just tag us on Instagram. That's memes.morning. Oh, and I'm glad we brought this up.
We're gonna get into this right away, huh?
We
got some beef online already. Yeah,
there's something we gotta talk about.
The elephant in the room.
Yeah. Okay, so we are called Memes in the Morning. This is our podcast. You can find us at memesinthemorning.com. Unfortunately, there is an Instagram user already with the name Memes in the Morning.
Yep.
Yet this person has not followed anyone and has made one post a year ago and doesn't even post memes. And it's, you know what? We've been trying to get a hold of this person. We've been trying
to
get this handle.
To play nice.
Jesse has been beside himself.
Yeah, he's inconsolable.
I cannot rest until we get this name, guys. Yeah. And so anyone out there listening, we need your help. We need you to please send a really nice note to Memes in the Morning on Instagram. Go on there.
There's two of them.
Give them a follow. Yeah, give them a follow. There's two.
There's one that's maybe with dots in between each word, and there's one underlines.
We want
just all together.
All together, one word.
Nice and clean.
They have one image that is something to do with SpongeBob, and that's all they've posted.
One meme.
We're here, and this is Memes in the Morning.
Memes in the Morning.
Say it twice, say it three times, whatever you got to do.
Memes in the Morning, Memes in the Morning.
Memes in the Morning.
We're going to be breaking down, goofing around, navigating these tubes, as they've been called, of the internet, finding out what these memes mean. We're not experts. We're just a couple guys.
We got some donuts. We got some coffee. It's Memes in the Morning.
It's Memes in the Morning. It's freaking early as frick, but we have to stick to the title. So we get here. We meet up at 7:30. We set up our gear in the morning. We're drinking coffee.
Always sipping coffee.
And we're just going to be kicking these memes to you while you go about your biz.
Yeah, let's just kick them. Let's just kick them around. Kick them right into the ground.
See what sticks.
Mm-hmm. Throw them against the wall.
If a meme falls on a mime in the woods,
does it get maimed?
Does it get named?
Maimed.
Maimed. And you know what? We're going to talk about it. And that sound you're hearing right now is the cuckoo clock.
Which means it's 8 o'clock.
It's 8 a.m., and we're going to do this
thing. And it's time for Memes in the Morning.
Memes in the Morning.
Yeah.
Memes in the morning, memes in the evening, memes in the afternoon.
Yep. Pull up your ears and sit down on them.
Hello, motherfucker.
All your days are belong to us.
What do you think?
I like turtles.
Whoa, that's so intense.
Is this real life?
This is a meme. I did not make this meme.
As a teen, as a wife. Just do it. Oh,
this is bullshit. What is this?
Kick me off. How about that?
No! It's a trap.
Thing sucks.
Not the beat.
I heard about these new FBI guy. Right?
Oh, that's one of the best ones this year.
I've seen a couple of those. Yeah, that's a hot one.
That is a hot one, Mr. FBI man, watching you through the webcam.
It's brilliant, actually.
And Mr. Agent that sits behind there.
Because I've been hearing about this for years. When a friend was like, "Oh, by the way, Mark Zuckerberg taped over his webcam." Like, they told me that as, like, proof that I need to do it. I found a nice one of those FBI agent memes.
Yeah, let's hear it.
It's, let me see if I can pull it up. Here we go. It's a screen grab, and it looks like of someone's home screen or lock screen on their iPhone. The background is some sort of Pokemon. I think it's Ash. Looks like their background is Ash.
The Pokemon Ash.
And I don't know that because I want to. And you know when you get a text message and it it pops up, you know, on your home screen, on your lock screen. Looks like you got a new message, and the name is FBI guy from my laptop camera. And the message says, I know the government just shut down, but damn, dog, I for real miss you. Make sure you drink water and get plenty of sleep.
Wow.
Wow. He's looking out.
Yeah, the FBI man is looking out, I feel.
He's literally looking out.
I don't believe in him. Like, no. I think he's imaginary.
Do you think it's a person?
I think it's it's the internet's imaginary friend.
It's a joke, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it's like dark or I don't really know what to, I feel like everyone who posts something about this has a different, there's like a different tone to what they're saying. And there's like a different way to like see this. It's like, is this paranoia? They did in the Batman movie. They hacked all the cell phones. They looked through it. The NSA, you know, looking through. But like, come on.
I heard years ago.
Okay. I'm going to stop you guys right there.
Is that from your laptop?
What is it?
You guys were just talking about me.
Who is this?
It's coming from your computer.
I'm Mr. FBI man.
Oh my Whoa. God!
Wow.
I just monitor. I don't break in. I don't bother people.
What?
But you guys are talking about me, and I'm a big fan of your show. Starting, I've been reading your Google Docs because I have access to pretty much everything. So.
Yeah.
We're fans of the meme.
No, I've been seeing you guys plan it. You know, you've been sending Google Docs back and forth, and I like the sound of the show. Yeah, I'm allowed to read, you know, documents of any kind, you know. I got to admit, sometimes I see some pretty funny, weird stuff.
Yeah, you probably see it all.
I bet. Yeah.
Literally.
So how do you feel about when somebody puts tape over their webcam? How does it make you feel?
I mean, it's a little rude, you know, and you know, at least if you're going to cover your webcam, you know, say something first. Say, hey, this is, you know, no hard feelings, no offense. I got to do some stuff I don't want you to see. And then, you know, that you know, a little common decency and tact makes it go a long way. That's all.
Okay. That's some good advice, Mr. FBI man. Yeah. So everyone out there, you know, leave, you know, before you cover the webcam, give a conscious note. You know,
he's just like a helpful friend.
It just takes a second. Really.
That's right. Yeah, I'm here to help. I'm here to protect, you know.
Wow.
Unless you're doing bad stuff, right? And then I'm here to take you down.
Anything bad. No, we're just talking about memes. That's it.
Wow.
Right.
Well, they've been making a lot about you. You've been in the news. You're everywhere. You're all over my feed. It's like people finally started to realize that you're out there and you're watching.
Yeah.
Have you seen any of what people are saying about you?
I have. It's, you know, some of it's funny and some of it's weird. And you know, at first, to be honest, I was like, oh, crap. They know I'm watching. And, it, you know, nobody's supposed to know.
Cat's out of the bag now.
You know, I feel a little like Santa Claus sometimes. You know, I know when you're sleeping. I know when you're awake.
Yeah.
Instead of a list, it's a Google Doc, you know? Right?
Yeah,
it's a long spreadsheet. While we got you on the line here, real quick, while you're coming out of the laptop, quick question: it's tax season. Do I need to pay my taxes?
Good question.
You gotta pay your taxes. You gotta pay them. We know if you don't, we just don't have time to bust everyone who doesn't. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you just moved up the list, I think.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Whoops.
You're giving yourselves away, people. Come on. You know?
I'm just looking at...
Someone's always watching you. I'm always watching.
Yeah.
My associates are helping me out. We're always watching it.
What are some of the things that you're looking for that you are monitoring for to keep the world safer?
Well, you know, any kinds of threats to national security, any kind of starting of problems that could grow, you know, without saying too specifically, and people don't realize this too, but also recipes.
Oh,
we I love food personally.
Yeah.
A lot of my associates, we love food. And so we are always on the lookout for good recipes. This is sweet, savory, whatever it is.
We I bet just you love found some good ones. Yeah. What you is know. What is one of the best recipes you found?
Basically, it's these raspberry lemon tarts.
Oh, wow.
That doesn't sound basic at all.
Wow.
Would you say they're the best in Baltimore?
I can't say that.
I thought I'd get it.
Good try.
Good try.
So wow. Maybe while we got you, maybe we could have you reply to some tweets that we're seeing here about you.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I see all these tweets and I don't say anything. I mean, I say something in my head, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
But well, I there's can't respond.
Yeah, there's so, some people here that that actually claim that you are responding. Someone here, Bob Volfov, says, me Googling sexy green M&M. And he claims that you said, oh God, not this again. Is that weird to search for sexy green M&Ms? I mean, what's the deal with
it's
Bob?
It's a little weird.
He looks
right?
at sexy green M&Ms that much?
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Honestly, it's a little disturbing. Now, I'm not saying necessarily that I personally or any of my associates in the government responded to that tweet, but I can say that the sentiment is 100% accurate.
Wow!
If you were to have done that,
you know. Just between us, I try. The policy is to never respond. All right.
But sometimes you interrupt a podcast. Or...
And off the record, yeah, sometimes it's a little hard to resist.
I bet.
You know, so it does happen theoretically, but legally and for the record, it's never happened.
Absolutely.
Wow. Sure, of course not.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Since we got you here, Mr. FBI man, is there anything you want to say to all the memesters and the tweetsters and the people worried and
even the noobs?
I think there's a lot of people like worried that you're watching them, and there's some people that seem okay with it. But like, what can we know? What is some confidence that you could install in all of us?
We're just putting patterns together. We're looking for the bad stuff. We're trying to protect people. But, you know, if you don't have a webcam on and you're not typing in Google searches and you're not on the internet, I can still see you and I can
truly
still hear you.
You can still see us. Oh,
wow.
I guess the moral of the story is it's out of your control. Just don't worry about it, you know?
Don't worry about it. That
Do
should
good
be the,
stuff.
That's the Do FBI good slogan.
Stuff. And I mean, I got to be honest. When someone says something nice, either to me, you know, there have been a lot of nice memes and people saying, you know, good night, Mr. FBI man, and blowing me a kiss. I love that stuff.
It's very nice.
But then there's other people doing nice stuff and saying nice things and promoting good in the world that doesn't involve me directly. And I just got to say, like, that's nice. That's good. I noticed that stuff too. So
now, what about do you have a webcam yourself?
Who's watching you?
No, are you kidding me? No, you know, it's like if you work in a restaurant, you don't eat at that restaurant because you know the stuff they do.
Very
no,
good.
No. I do not have a webcam.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's probably got work to do.
Yeah. Well, Mr. FBI man, again, thank you so much for stopping by the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I remember.
What a blessing.
I was never here.
Nope.
It's never happened. Of course.
No one's going to believe us anyway.
We're deleting this.
Yeah. And if if you want to delete it, then I guess you can do that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, because I can always post you guys' passwords to everything. So
we'll stay good. We'll be good boys. Not going on the naughty list this year.
I know when you're sleeping.
All right. And that's our show, folks. Yeah, coming to you. We're just figuring this out, too. We're going on a journey, and we hope you join us. We want to thank Mr. FBI Man for making a special appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Some call him the Papa Hoppa, but you can call him Lincoln Hoppa.
That's right.
And you can check him out online, lincolnhoppa.com. That's Hope spelled with two P's.
Very funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
Super funny.
All over Musical.ly.
Yes. Check mm-hmm. him out on Instagram, Twitters, YouTubes. Make some great videos. Super great dude. Wow.
Check him out on the new season of Stargate.
And he's going to be on the new Stargate Origins coming out tomorrow, February 15th, actually.
Mm, perfect timing.
Yeah. So, yeah, go check that out on the Stargate Commands app. And thanks again, everyone. We'll be back next episode with
puppy codes.
Ooh, if you better go do your research.
Yeah, if you don't
kids.
Know what puppy codes is, you might want to go find out before we get her in the hot seat.
Yeah.
Puppy codes. Don't burn yourself.